Today's shiur is Masechta Zvachim Daf Yud Beis. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis, Amud Aleph, the top line. Hasam Namiksev. The Gemara taught us yesterday in our previous shiur that it's Ben Becerra's opinion that the Korban Pesach can be brought in the morning. And when the Torah says the words Ben Arbayim regarding the Korban Pesach, he had said what they meant was that they could be brought, that they should be brought between the two evenings, the night of Yudalad till the night of Tezvav, but at any time. And then the Gemara have brought us many different activities that are done in the Beis HaMikdash, that by all of them, the halacha is that they could only be done Ben Arbayim, the afternoon and the evening. And here we're saying that it could be done even in the morning. But ask the Gemara, if we speak about the Korban Pesach, Chosun Namiksev, but the Korban Pesach, it also says, Shom Tizbach as a Pesach Be'erev. So the Torah is clearly saying that it should be done in the evening, the same time that the candles are lit in the Ketores, not in the morning. And it says, the Gemara, who, that Pasuk is coming to teach us, Le'yucha Dover Hudasa. It's coming to teach us that the Pesach should be delayed. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, the Torah uses by the Korban Pesach both the word Be'erev Ben Abayim. We got in verses the Tomet Sheben Abayim, where the Torah, when it speaks about the Tomet Sheben Abayim, Lo'inemar only uses the word Ben Abayim Bavad. So that teaches us that when we have the Korban Pesach that's supposed to be done in the afternoon, and we have the Korban Tamid that has to be done in the afternoon, we do the Korban Pesach after we do the Korban Tamid Shabbat Abayim. Ask the Gemara, the Chimik Amidi, but according to this understanding, and according to what we're learning now, that it is the opinion of Ben Becerra, that you could bring the Korban Pesach in the morning, or Chimik Amidi, so ask the Gemara, is it possible to understand? If we brought the Korban Pesach in the morning of every Pesach, Amrit Simnehu, the halach would be that that is the time to bring the Korban Pesach. And now we're saying the Vichi Mati Ben Abayim, if we wait till the afternoon, we say Yuchab Dover, it should be delayed. In other words, the Gemara's question is, here we said that we could bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. And now we're telling you, now the Gemara is telling us that the halacha is that it should be brought later in the day. Says the Gemara that we have such a precedent. Dama Rabbi Yochanan teaches us, halacha da halacha is that mispal shel mincha akach mispal shel musafim, that under normal circumstances, when we, on a normal day, we try to daven musaf, as we will be discussing, before we daven mincha. But if the time for mincha already comes, then the halacha is that we daven mincha before the musaf. So we see that even though we could have daven musaf before mincha, if the time for mincha already comes, we daven mincha first. And the same thing will be here as well. We could indeed, at this point of the Gemara, bring the Korban Pesach in the morning. But if we wait to bring the Korban Pesach till the afternoon, then the Korban Tamid comes first. The simple reason why the Mincha comes before Musaf, if the time is the same time, because Tadr, Rishayna Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. Actually, this question, if the time for Mincha and Musaf came, do I daven Mincha first, the Musa first, is a machlokes tanaim and masech the brachas, daf chof ches amar aleph. This is the opinion of the chachamim, what we just learned first, that we daven the mincha first. But the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that we always daven musaf first, because he says that musaf has a shorter, and the zman for musaf, according to him, ends earlier. So here we're learning that the Korban Tamid should be brought before the Korban Pesach in the afternoon. But the halacha is that if the Korban Pesach was brought before the Korban Tamid, as long as the Korban Pesach was brought in the right time. And it's important to point out that we paskin that the Korban Pesach is only brought in the afternoon. So the Korban Pesach should not be brought before 6.5 hours in the day. The halacha is that the Korban Pesach, as long as it's brought in the right time, that's the halacha that is acceptable. Because as the Michas Chinuch explains, that yes, the Torah, in indicating the time for the Korban Pesach and indicating the time for the Korban Mincha, clearly indicates that the Korban Tamid has an earlier time in the day than the Korban Pesach. That doesn't mean that after that, that doesn't mean that the Korban Pesach cannot be brought before the Korban Tamid. It's only teaching us that the Korban Tamid has an earlier time. But once the time for the Korban Pesach comes, you could bring the Korban Pesach. Once the time for Korban Pesach comes, of course, l'chatchila, you should daven the Korban Mincha, you should do the Tamid first. But if you didn't do it in that order, it is acceptable. This halacha that the Gemara just discussed, that when you have the Korban Tamid, the time for Musaf came already. Also, what should you do? Where our Gemara says you should daven Mincha first, this is not universal. There are a number of the situations where halacha says that we should daven Musaf first. One is the Tosfos says that this entire discussion about davening Mincha first is when you want to be davening both of them at the same time. So now the question is, which should you daven first? But if you're not interested in davening Mincha now, you should daven Mincha first. And that's the basis, says Tosfos, for the minig that many, of course, the issue comes up on Yom Kippur. And many shuls on Yom Kippur, by the time Shachris and Kriyas HaTorah is over, it's already a time where we could daven Musaf, Mincha. And the question is that, what should you do? Should you daven Mincha first or daven Musaf first? So the Rambam actually says that you should daven Mincha first, as we just learned, because Tadr Shein Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. Tosfos says that the minig is that we daven Musaf first. Tosfos is certainly in agreement that l'chatchila what should be done is to try to make sure to daven Musaf before the time of Mincha comes. If you daven, then you would not have a shayla, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch already, the Mat Ephraim already paskins that toiv l'katzah b'yom kippurim b'shachris, it's appropriate to finish off, to try to daven Shachris a little quicker, k'day l'mar, to be finished quick enough, b'inyin sh'yispalem Musaf k'odim k'loy shev v'shav sh'layoyim, before the daven Musaf before the time for Mincha comes. But he does agree that if for every reason you are delayed in the davening of Musaf, then the halacha is that you could daven Musaf first, particularly in a situation where people have a minig where they daven Mincha anyway on a normal basis later in the day, when they daven Mincha by Mincha Ketana. So people who daven Mincha always at a later time, they should certainly daven Mincha first. The Kaf HaChaim furthermore says that Api Kabbalah, there's a point in davening Mincha, a Musa before Mincha, and therefore, even if the time comes at the same time, even if the time for Mincha has already come, he says you should daven Mincha first. There are other situations where the Paiskim suggest where you should perhaps daven Musaf before Mincha. And the Magen Avraham Shagas Aryeh discuss a situation where the day is almost over, and you won't be able to daven anymore, neither Musaf nor Mincha. So they explain that what is the halacha if somebody missed the tefillah ba'aynis? He gets a chance by the next tefillah to make it up. But that halacha applies to Mincha. it doesn't apply to Musaf. So somebody, they suggest, almost at the end of the day, and he doesn't have an opportunity, he won't have the opportunity to daven both Musaf and Mincha. And if we let him daven Mincha first, he won't have Musaf, and he won't be able to make up the Musaf. So he says he should daven Musaf, and Mincha he'll make up. The Tzlach disagrees, and the Tzlach quotes a Yerushalmi that says that even in such a case, he should daven Mincha, even though it means that the Musaf will be completely lost. Another example that Rav Kivega discusses is Rechman Tzlon, somebody became an Oinen on Shabbos. So the halacha is, if somebody is an Oinen on Shabbos, he's allowed to daven the tefillos. But when Motzei Shabbos comes, he won't be able to daven. And here too, this person is an Oinen and he only has the opportunity to daven Musaf or Mincha. Here he says that maybe he should daven Mincha, because in that case, the Mincha also won't have a makeup opportunity. But in a case where the Mincha will be able to be made up and the Musaf will not be able to be made up, the halach is that we should daven the Musaf first. The Musaf will be able to make up. The Mincha, we won't be able to make up, even though the Mincha is tadr and the Musaf is ainatadr. There are those that suggest that you can't compare the halacha of Musaf and Mincha to the halacha of Karban Pesach. Because by Musaf, even though you could daven Musaf the whole day, you're a Pesheya if you delayed it. The Karban Pesach, the person was not able to bring the Karban Pesach until the afternoon. And therefore, there's room to say that the Karban Musaf and the Halacha Musaf and Mincha is not really identical to the Halacha of Mincha and Pesach, where Pesach you couldn't have davened earlier. This continues the Gemara. Ubein Abayim Dixiv Gavak Torah Svenaris Lamali, says the Gemara, if the Pasuk is teaching us that whenever it says Ubein Abayim, it can mean any time during the day. And the reason, as we discussed at the end of our previous year, that the Torah and the Hadlokas Neiris are done later in the day, is because we explained their special psukim that teach us that. So now ask the Gemara, why was it necessary? What is the purpose for the Torah using the word Bein Abayim by Tyrus and by Nairus? Void, says the Gemara, Hashta Rebbe Tachs Ben Beseril de Rebbe Yeshua. Says the Gemara, we learned in Abraisa that Heshev Rebbe Tachs Ben Beseril de Rebbe Yeshua, that according to him, that somebody who brings the Karban Pesach in the morning, Rebbe Yeshua said that if somebody brings Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach, it's like he brought it on the day before, Loi, Imamata B'Shloish Asra, and to which he responded, if we talk about on Erev Pesach or any other day of the year, with a Karban Pesach that's brought Shloi L'Shmos Kosher, because Af Eim Ktsosoi Roi, no part of that day of Karban Pesach, no part of any day besides Erev Pesach, is a day where you could bring the Karban Pesach. Toimer Ba'aba Asa, but even though Shemiktsasi Roy, that even though you can't bring the Karban Pesach in the morning, but still, since this is the day on which the Karban Pesach is going to be brought, so therefore you can't make that day, you can't make the Karban Pesach on that day for Shlomim. Vim Isa, if Ben Becerra is correct, and we're learning, if Rabbi Oshia's understanding of Becerra is correct, it's not what makes Erev Pesach special is not the fact that you could bring the Karban Pesach during some part of the day. That's not the factor. The factor is that it's okay, that it's going to be Roy today, says the Gemara. Because of this, Elam Rabbi Yochanan says a different interpretation of Ben Becerra. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Poisel Haya ben b'seir pesach shishach to be'abas shachrus. He agrees that the carbon pesach cannot be brought in the morning. Ben l'shma ben shloy l'shma. Ben b'seir agrees that the time that to bring the carbon pesach is only in the afternoon after chatzos. But if you brought the carbon pesach in the morning, shloy l'shma, even though all year when you bring the carbon pesach, shloy l'shma, it's better, here it won't be. And the new svaras that we just learned, that ha'il miktsas roy, that since this is a day on which the carbon pesach could be brought, that is enough that any time on that day, if the carbon pesach is brought, shloy l'shma is possible. Says the Gemara, Megadbar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Megadbar Rav Avuah. Rav Avuah was wondering on what Rabbi Yochanan said. Says the Gemara, Im kein Pesach kosh lo ben b'ser hechem shkach slo. When will be a time that you could bring a Karm Pesach and it'll be done right? We're going to begin now a question, a discussion, a sugya. And that's the sugya of Nitcha. And the sugya of Nitcha teaches us that if a carbon is disqualified for any reason, that carbon cannot become kosher again. That's even though the reason that disqualified the carbon is not anymore an issue, once it became disqualified, it cannot become qualified again. So ask the Gemara, if somebody is going to designate a carbon pesach in the morning, where we're learning now, everybody agrees that the carbon pesach cannot be brought erev pesach in the morning. Dochim ekaruhu. At the time we designated this carbon, it's not the time for bringing a carbon pesach. Vida frishinu mesmo. And if we designated it before, that means in erev pesach in the morning, the way we're learning now, it can't be brought as a Karm Pesach, because we're learning now that Ben Beseira agrees that the Karm Pesach can only be brought in the afternoon of Erev Pesach. It can't be brought as a Karm Shlomim, because we're learning now that if it was brought as a Karm, that even though all year round, if the Pesach, the animal designated for Karm Pesach, is brought as a Shlomim, it's kosher, but we're learning now that isn't the case, Erev Pesach in the morning. So we're designating this animal as a carbon pesach, erev pesach in the morning, it's nitcha. It was disqualified at the moment we were magdish it. V'idif v'shem me'esmael, and if we designated it before then, so when we designated before erev pesach, it has the din of a shlomim. And on erev pesach, it becomes a carbon pesach. And that's a situation of nirah v'nitchehu, where it was originally okay, and then it became disqualified. So according to the Chachamim, it was not, the Chachamim who don't have this in-between time of Erev Pesach in the morning, where it can't be a Shlomim and it can't be a Pesach, will say that we could be Magdashit in the Pesach, Erev Pesach in the morning. But according to Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation of Ben Beseira, now, if we were Magdashit before Erev Pesach, it was a Karban Shlomim, and now it's becoming disqualified to be either Erev Pesach in the morning. So that's a case of Nir V'Nitcha. So how could we ever be Magdashit Karban Pesach? Whereas according to Chachamim, Erev Pesach in the morning is like any other time of the year. So in the morning, it was roy for shlomim, and from the afternoon, it's roy for carbon pesach. So the Tori Evan makes a very important observation based on this Gemara, and that is that we know, going back to the carbon pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, the Torah told us that you have to designate it for 4 days before Bikur. So that means they designated it ready 4 days before Pesach. If they already designated it 4 days before Pesach, it could only have been at that point designated as a Korban Shlomim. If it could have only been designated at that point as a Korban Shlomim, the question is, why isn't that considered a Nira V'Netcha? So the Torah Evan says, a Chiddush. The Torah Evan says there are two halachas. There's a halacha of Bikur, and there's a halacha of being Magdish the Korban. And in order to start doing Bikur, we don't have to be Magdish the Korban. He says we could be Magdish, we could be Magdish the Korban even if it's not yet, we could be Magdish the Korban even if it's not at this point, even if it's not at this point yet, Roy to be making into a Korban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Elamar Bavua, how do we understand Ben Besera, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and being Magdish to Korban Pesach? Te Lacha Yudalad. That means we could only be Magdish the animal Erev Pesach in the afternoon. Erev Pesach in the afternoon is when it could be brought as a Korban Pesach. It should be brought as a Korban Pesach, and we're Magdish it as a Korban Pesach. Abai Amar, I feel Tevin Betzafra. He says we could already be Magdashit Erev Pesach in the morning. We said that if we're Magdashit in the morning, it's not a Shlomim, it's not a Pesach. It says, Ein Mechusus Man L'Boy B'Yoyim. Even though we're learning the concept of Dichui, and the concept of the Dichui says that it becomes disqualified. From, and then it can't become qualified again. Explains the Gemara, that's only if it became disqualified on a different day than the day you're going to bring it as a carbon. But if it becomes disqualified on the day that you're going to bring it as a carbon, which is the case if you magdish it Erev Pesach in the morning, in a case where you magdish it Erev Pesach in the morning, that won't be a problem, even though you can't bring it until the afternoon. And now Rapapa takes this a step further. Rapapa says, "Afilu Tema Marta." Not only could you be Magdish at Erev Pesach in the morning, even though Ben Besera, Rabbi Yochanan's explanation of Ben Besera is you can't bring it as a Korban Pesach in the morning. "Afilu Tema Marta," even if you Magdish it in the evening before, Belaila, Ein Mechusas Man. Being Magdish it the night before does not disqualify it. Because the Tani Debei Rabbi Shmuel, because the Rabbi Shmuel teaches, Leil Shmini Nichnas L'Deil Es Aser. The halacha is that we have to take off Maisa Behema. One of every 10 animals has to be designated for carbon, for Maisa Behema, it's brought as a carbon. But then the halacha also is that we cannot bring an animal as a carbon until it's 8 days old. So what's going to be the night going into the 8th day? That, even though it can't be brought as a carbon until tomorrow, the night before, we could already be magdashit as a carbon or bring it for Maisa Behema. And we learn from here, says the Shem Shmuel, that the night before something's going to happen, it's already considered like it's that time. So says the Shem Shmuel, since we know that Mashiach is certainly going to come by the Elef HaShvi, by the 7,000th year of the creation of the world, so we who are now in the Elef HaShishi, and by Kodesh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years is like one day, Ke'elef Shana Be'enech K'yoyim Esmoil, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, 1,000 years by Kodesh Baruch Hu is like one day. So we're in the night and before when Mashiach must come, and therefore it's already considered the May of Mashiach. I saw that the Shem Shmuel gives another explanation. Why? Because we're learning from here that the night before is when we start preparing. The night before is when we start preparing for what we're going to do for tomorrow. And what we're learning from here is the significance of preparation. The significance of preparation is that the night before, since tomorrow I'm going to bring this animal as a carbon, so the night before it's already a time of preparation. Here too, it's a time we're living, so that's why everything we do, whenever we're doing a mitzvah, the time and the effort and the energy spent in preparing for mitzvah also is considered like a mitzvah. And this is the basis for an interesting minig. The minig is that, of course, on the eighth day, when after baby boy is born, we make a bris milah. But the night before, many people have a minig. They have what's called a vachnacht, and they make a suda. I saw some places that the minig was that the bris was made by the father of the baby. But the suda that was made the night before was made by the person who was designated to be the tzaddik. And the basis being what we're learning here, the import, what the significance of the night before we already could be magdish of behema for carbon. The night before the milah, we're preparing our child. Many are concerned about this, Paiskim, and the Paiskim say that even though there is a minig to do a vachnach, there are two things to pay attention. Number one is the main point, the main point of the vachnach is the father being up and learning Torah the night before the bris, which is a shmira for that child going into the bris milah. And the other thing is we always have to be careful not to make the ikur a tuffel and the tuffel an ikur. We have to remember what's the important and what's not important. What do I mean? That we're learning from here that the night before, that the bris, of course, is the main mitzvah. The vachnacht is a preparation for the bris milah. And therefore, we should be more concerned about the bris suda than the vachnacht suda. But here we also, the Sefer Chashuki Chemed, has interesting discussion based on this Gemara. He discusses, we know that the halacha is that when one goes out on Nisan to, and he sees a blossoming tree, and the tree, we have to make a bracha. And that bracha can be made at any time. What's going to be halacha if you're going, you know that that tree is going to be uprooted? Do you still make that bracha? And he wants to suggest that maybe if it's going to be, and maybe we could suggest, that if it's going to be uprooted that very day, so then the halacha is that it's going to be considered, that's ready the night, announced the night before, and tomorrow there's a plan to uproot the tree. So since there's a plan to uproot the tree already tomorrow, so that tonight being the night before, we're learning in our Gemara, the night before is considered like something that's about to happen. However, if it's eventually going to be uprooted, but right now the tree is still standing, and the day where you're making the bracha for the duration of that day, the tree will be standing, you can make the bracha, even though ultimately this tree will be uprooted. Says the Gemara. The Gemara brings a proof that the night before is considered already like it's a preparation for that day. Rav Turki Rami, he asked the question, as we discussed a moment ago, regarding when you could bring an animal for a carbon. The Torah Kedoshah says, Shor oi chesev oi eiz ki yivaleid, v'hoyo shivas yomim, v'hoyo shivas yomim takas imay, halayla, for 7 days it has to be with its mother, halayla, the night before, chazi, it can be already brought. But it says, another pasuk, but here it says that it's only from the eighth day, halayla, indicating that the night before, loichazi, it cannot yet be brought. How do we reconcile? Is the night before acceptable, or is it just that, or is it only that day? Halayla loichazi, okay, it's that. Laila l'kedusha, the night before we could already be magdish the animal, and the day is l'artza, is the day where we could actually, the day we could bring it for the carbon. Says the Gemara, Leimer, based on our discussion, as we mentioned earlier, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Ulema, Kesava Rav Yochanan, based on this discussion, it seems that Rav Yochanan's opinion is that Balichayim Nedochim. The question that he has, that he discussed various situations where the Pesach becomes disqualified, clearly it is his opinion that an animal can become disqualified. It could become disqualified from up front, or it could become at the beginning, or it could become, or it could be acceptable and then become disqualified. Amalei, to which he said, in. That is indeed the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Dom Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan tells us about the following case. You have an animal that belongs to two partners. Higdish Chetzia, one of the partners was Magdish, half the animal. And then, so at that point, only half of the animal is Hegdish. And Tosfos makes a very important point. Tosfos says, this is not to be compared to a case where the Gemara discusses in other situations where somebody was Magdish, he owns the entire animal, and he was Magdish part of it, where the Gemara has a discussion, does the entire animal become Hegdish or not? Because there, I had the ability to be Magdish the entire animal. And since I was Magdish something which is essential to the animal, then it's considered like it was Magdish the entire animal. Here, the animal was owned 50-50 by two partners. So when I was Magdish, when I was Magdish my half, I could only be Magdish half of the animal. Somebody was Magdish half the animal, and then he bought the other half, and then he was Magdish it. The halach is Kedusha, this animal could be brought for any kraiva. It has a Hegdish, but it becomes Kadosh to a degree, but we can never bring it on the Mizbeach. We have to wait until it becomes a Balmum and sell it, and then buy with the funds received another animal. Why? Because at the moment I was Magdish only half the animal. So since only half of the animal was Hegdish, you cannot bring this animal as a carbon because the other half was still Chulin. And since at the outset, when we were Magdish the animal, the animal was Nitcha, then the halacha is that it's Nitcha. This is considered Dochi Me'akara. Says the Gemara. Furthermore, Oysa Tamura, this animal is Hegdish, and as we learned so many times in Amasechta, any animal that's Hegdish can make Tamura, we could substitute it. Even though, ask the Rishonim, we learned earlier in Amasechta that an animal that's owned by Shutfim can not be made into Tamura. The answer is, here we're at the point that it's already, here we're at the point where the other owner, the other partner bought the whole 100%. So now it's not a behemoth of Shutfim, and therefore it's subject for Tamura, but Tamura's Kiyotzeba. And the same thing will apply to the Tamura animal as to the original animal. Just like we just said that the original animal cannot be brought as a carbon, this animal cannot be brought as a carbon also. Shmamina Tlas, and from here we learn three halachas. Shmamina, even living animals can become disqualified from being a carbon. V'shmamina, we also learn from our Gemara that dochi mikara avadochi, something that is disqualified from the outset, the halacha of dochi applies to it. However, Taisa says, we just learned a few moments ago that an animal that's under 8 days old cannot be brought as a carbon. So what will be the halacha if somebody was Magdish an animal less than 8 days old? So you can't bring it as a carbon. Even though it can't be brought at a carbon at that point, still says Tosfos, that's not going to be considered Dochi Meikara. And Tosfos explains the reason is because here it's automatically going to become acceptable as soon as it becomes 8 days old. And therefore, since it's automatically becomes 8 days old, it's enough that should not be considered Dochi Meikara. The current Oira actually disagrees with Tosfos. And the Karen Ira's opinion is that even an animal that you were magdish before 8 days will be considered dochi mikara. And his raya actually is from Karban Pesach in our sugya. Because we've been learning about the Karban Pesach in our sugya, that if you magdish it Erev Pesach in the morning, this thou, the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Ben Becerra, is an example of dochi mikara. But let's think about that scenario. In that situation, it's magdish in the morning, and as soon as the afternoon comes, it will be roi to be a Karban Pesach. Yet the Gemara said that it's dochi mikara. So the fact that something will happen by itself automatically, says the Karen Ira, doesn't mean that it's not subject, that's not a case of dochi mikara. Kishma Amina, we also learn from this discussion, yesh dochi bedamim. We know that there are two types of kedusha. There's something which has kedushas aguf, an animal that we makdish, that we should bring the animal for carbon, and something which is only kedushas damim. And says the Gemara, here we see that something that even only has kedushas damim is subject to the halach of dochi. Why? Because in the case that we just discussed, the animal that's owned by two partners, and one partner was magdish his half, so since he only owns half, it's only a kedushas damim. And since it's only considered a kedushas damim, still the Gemara used that as an example where we said dochi. So we see that we say dochi even by something which only has kedushas damim. Amma ula amar Rabbi Yochanan. Achel chaylev. Somebody ate chaylev b'shoigig, and he's chayev to bring a carbon chatas, as we've learned so many times. And then v'hifrish carbon, and he designated a carbon for that purpose. And then v'hemadosai, and then he became an apikiris. And the halacha is that an apikiris is not allowed to bring a carbon. Zavach rishoyim to'eva. The halacha is v'chazer boy, and then he does tshuva. Hoyel, since v'nitcha, since this carbon became disqualified while this person was unfortunately a mumer, the loch is yitcha, it remains disqualified forever. The Achrayim point out, why does the Gemara speak about a karm chattis? The issue was that we mentioned that it applies by all karbonis. So why did the Gemara speak about karm chattis? So many Achrayim suggest that karm chattis is just an example. It is regarding any carbon would have the same din. But another pshat that I saw is that what would be if a person did not become a mumer, but is continuing to eat chaylev l'teyavin. So the Gemara is trying to teach us that the carbon chattis that he brings for the original eating of chaylev will not become disqualified because he continues to eat chaylev. Only in a case where he becomes a mumer. What would be the halacha? Our Gemara spoke about a case where somebody designated an animal for a carbon, and then he became a mumer. What would be the halacha if somebody became a mumer, and then he designated a carbon? That's not considered dochi, because since at the time that he was mafish the carbon, Tosfos says, at that moment, he could have done tshuva, and therefore it would not be considered dochui, and therefore that animal, it's not the same as what our Gemara spoke about. Our Gemara spoke about you were mafresh an animal, and then it became dochui. But if somebody was mafresh an animal when he was a mumer, Tosfos says a very bechidish, that that's not considered dochui. And the reason it's not considered dochui is because while he was magdashit, even though he's a mumer, he could easily become not a mumer by doing tshuva. And this is the basis for many paiskim discussing if somebody says that he did tshuva. Now, tshuva is not an easy, is not always easy to do. Is it possible to say that you did tshuva in one moment? And from here, it seems that even in one moment, the tshuva is considered a valid tshuva. It doesn't require any specific act to accompany it. Says Rav Tzrichi, Rabbi Yochanan had to teach us the halacha of dochi in both situations that were mentioned. Why? The Ashmina Kamaisa, they have Mishum Dahu Dochi Nafshu B'Yadayim. If the case of Mumer, we would say that's why it's considered dochi. The person did something to make the animal dochi. What did the person do to make the animal dochi? What he did was that he became a mumer. But in a case, we skipped a line. If somebody ate chalev for ifrish carbon, and he designated a carbon for nishtata, and he became a shaita, who obviously cannot be able to bring a carbon, and then Baruch Hashem chazav and nishtafa, and then he got well again. Again, here, hoyel v'nitcha, while he was a shaita, he was a person who can't bring a carbon, because the halacha tells us, when we speak about a carbon, the Torah always says, yakrev oisoil ritzonai, a person has to have das when he brings the carbon, and therefore, that the halacha is that he can't bring a carbon. But I saw that the Sefer Oil Shloima says, we've learned so many times in our Masechta that you could bring a carbon for a person who's no longer alive. Now, the person who's no longer alive is no worse than a shaita. He obviously is not here. He doesn't have das. And why is this? Why over here can we saying that if somebody unfortunately doesn't have das, he can't bring a carbon? So the Sefer Minchas Baruch makes a distinction. He says there's a difference between a carbon chatos and osham, which cannot be brought by somebody who doesn't have das, versus a carbon, all other kabbanis, which the example that we learned early in the Masechta was regarding a carbon oila. And the explanation is most obvious. The purpose of a carbon chatos and a carbon osham is that it's part of the tshuva process. And a person who doesn't have das can't do tshuva. But when we speak about other kabbanis, the das is much less of a consideration. And since in those cases, the das is much less of a consideration, even though the person is not a bar das, he's a mace, or he never became a shaita, we would accept his carbon. Chayil, again, even this person became a shaita, chayil v'nitcha yitcha. So now the Gemara asks for tzrichi. Why was it necessary to teach us both the case of when he became a mumer, and the case when he became a shaita? Answers the Gemara. The Yashmin Kamesa, if we only had the case of a mumer, that's why we would say the carbon became disqualified. Meshum dahu shata, meshum dahu doch nafsh b'yadayim. He actively disqualified the carbon by becoming a mumer. Aval haicha de memela itchi. A person doesn't become a shaita by himself. It's unfortunately something that happened to him. So maybe it should be considered kiyoshin domi, like somebody who fell asleep. And therefore, it should not be considered nitcha. If we only had the case of somebody who became a shaita, he doesn't have the ability to reverse it. Aval hocha, in the case of a mumer, as we said earlier, the yesh biyad lachser, and as we said, not only does he have the ability to change it with tshuva, it takes a moment to do so, that should not be considered netcha tzricha. We learned extensively in Masech Tahirius that if the Beis Din Gadol gave a psak to make about an avera which carries with it a chiyuv karis, the halacha is that they bring a parhelm davish tzibur. So if a yochid, if an individual acted based on that psak, so says the Gemara, or asked the Gemara by Rabbi Yirmiya, Achal Chalev, if somebody ate Chalev B'Shoigig, and what he did was, he immediately, for Hifrish carbon, he designated an animal for carbon chattis, and then Beis Din passed him that the Chalev is Mutter. And then they reversed the Psak. What will the halacha regarding this carbon? Me, do we say that since the moment the Beis Din said that this meat is kosher. So he didn't have to bring this carbon because he didn't eat meat that wasn't kosher according to Bezin Psak. So that made that the carbon that was designated was dochi, became not usable. And therefore, even though now Bezin reversed itself and he does have the chiv carbon, that animal cannot be used because it was dochi. Oy, loy have a dochi. Once Bezin reverses itself, then it's not a problem anymore. Amalu Saba, says the Gemara, there was Saba, an older person, said, ki pasuk Rabbi Yochanan b'dechuya, where Rabbi Yochanan would speak about Hilchas dechuya meha pasach, and this is an example, he would say, of a case where the animal is permanently disqualified. My Tama, why is this, says the Gemara, a perfect example of dochuy? Ha'asim gavra etchikavon le'dochi. In the previous examples, where a person became a shaita, or somebody became a mumer, that was not in the carbon itself. It was regarding the individual. But here, we're talking about that the carbon was disqualified, and therefore, it's a much better example of dochuy. Amar Shimon Azay, Mekublani, we learned in the Mishnah, we learned from 72 Zakenim that any carbon that was brought Shaloi Lishma is kosher besides the carbon Pesach and carbon Chattis. It's kosher, but the owners don't get credit. It says the Gemara Lomei Lel Mishnei Shivim V'Shayim Zaken. And there are many different explanations what the Gemara's question means. One pshat is that why does it say the word Zaken? It should say Zakenim. Other impression is that we know Sanhedrin has 70 members. You could say it has 71 members. Where does the number 72 come from? Lama Lamista Shim Zakenim. To teach us the Kula, the Chat Shitzu, Havikaimi. They all agreed to the same Psak. And since they all agreed to the same Psak, that was what's most significant, that all 72 people agreed to the same psak. And there's a very interesting discussion that all 72 people were there together, the Rishonim explained, and agreed to one psak. And the question is that if you have a decision to be made and you have to get together the community, do you have to have all the members there at the same time, or is it going to be acceptable as long as we know they're all opinions? And the Paiskim, to say this quickly, differentiate between a Bezdin. When we have a Bezdin, as we learned in the Gemara Masech Tahiris, they explain, there's a special quality involved when everybody who's discussing a halacha see each other. That's a special quality that's there. But that's only by a Bezdin that have to deliberate and come up with a decision. But when we come to an election, an election does not require that all the people who are voting should be there together. And even if they're not all together, even if they're not there together, the halacha is, it's going to be considered a valid election, even though they don't necessarily see each other or consult with each other. We learned further in the Mishnah, Benazai said that the oila is also disqualify when it's brought Shaloi Lishma. It says, Ma'am Ravuna, my time to Ben Azai. It says, the Pasuk, Oyla hu ishi reich nechayach l'shem. We learn from the word he, Lishma k'sheira, Shaloi Lishma p'sula. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, then Hashem namik sabay, v'ekta ayisim ha'kayim azbeich ishi l'shem, Hashem hu, and it says the Gemara, ha'hu la'ach ha'ktaris imurim v'diksiv. That who is stated in the Pasuk, by the ha'ktaris imurim. And as we've explained this Gemara previously, since that Taras Imurim is not required, so we can't say that the Lishma is required. But ask the Gemara, Hai Nami, the who that's said by the Oila, is also Lachak Taras Imurim Udiksiv. So how can we use it to teach that the Oila has to be Lishma? Answers the Gemara, Trehu Ksiv. The Torah uses the word who twice by Kavod Oila. Once by Oila's Bedava, and once by the Oila that was brought by the Shiva Shimei, Ha-Meluim. So even though both of them are indeed stated by the Ktaris Imurim, But we know that if we're going to, because if it's not there for Achak Torah, because we already have a pasuk, that's the type of limudim in Yul Dov Zeh, Tanei in Yul Dov Acher. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara Gaba Oshem, Nami True Ksiv. The Torah says twice by Oshem. One is Oshem Hu Oshem Lashem, and the other place, so we see twice, El Ben Azai Bekavachoy Maisloy. So it says the Gemara, the fact that it says by Ktar Samurim is an indication that it has nothing to do, that can't be for Lishma. So how did Ben Azai say that oil has to be Lishma? He learns a Kavachoymer. Oma Chatos Shein Akolo. The Kavachatos, which is not completely burnt in the Mizbeach. The Loch is Shachta Shloi Lishma Psula, oil is Shikolo Loi Koshkein. But ask the Gemara, Mala Chatos, she came Mechar Paris. A Chatos is brought to Mimchapa and Aveira. Says the Gemara Pesach here, we'll bring a raya from the Karban Pesach. Says the Gemara, Mala Pesach Shekein Zmana Kavua. You can only bring the Karban Pesach on Erev Pesach. The oil can be brought any time of the year. Chatas Teichiach. So we'll bring a raya for the Karban Chatas, which can be brought any time. For Chazar Hadein. Now we go, says the Gemara, back and forth. Loi Rizek Rizev, Loi Rikizeb. The Chatas is not like the Pesach, and the Pesach is not like the Chatas. However, Atzad Shavish Bem Shem Kedosh Shem Kotchim and Shachtam Shloi Lishmam Psula. After the Avi Oila, the same thing will be by an Oila that the Aloch will be that he that Kotchim and that the Aloch is that Shachtam Shloi Lishmam Psula. But ask the Gemara, Mal Atzad Shavish Bem Shem Shekin Yesh Bem Tzad Koris. A Chatas is brought for the Avera that if you did Bem Mezi Chayv Koris. And Pesach, if you don't bring a Karban Pesach, you'll be Chayv Karas. So the Gemara, Tzad Pesach, Loi Paruch. Why? Because the Karas of the Pesach and the Karas of the Chatas are different types of Karas. Says the Gemara, if that's the way you're going to learn, so based on this Oshem Nami license, so the one we learn also that the Karban Oshem should be Lishma. Says the Gemara, because it comes to the Oshem, we could say Mal Tzad Shabem, Shesh, Shekhen Yeshnan Kabir Tzibik Kabir Yachid. There's a Chatas Tzibur. The Pesach is considered a Kabir Tzibur because all of Klai Yisrael bring the Kabir Pesach at the same time. So it has it's like a Kabir Pesach. And it also, and the Kabir Oilah can be brought as an Oilah Tzibur. The Oshem is never brought as a Tzibur. Vivayasem Tzai Kars Nami Parach. Benazai, Gemara, Benazai had a Kabbalah. That a carbon that oila l'shloi l'shmos posel. For other kamer of huna kal v'chaymer, and this there of huna tried to say kal v'chaymer to explain Ben Azai's opinion. Le'amr l'chad b'ay talmidov. He only said it to make sure to get the talmidim to have a discussion. But the reality is that's not the reason why oila according to Ben Azai l'shloi l'shmos posel. The reason oila l'shloi l'shmos posel is because that's what the Torah, according to him, we have a loch l'mash m'sinai, that's the loch. From here, we see that the Karban Pesach is considered a carbon tzibur, but the Paiskim say that even though it's considered a carbon tzibur, it's only considered a carbon tzibur, the Paiskim say, on Pesach Rishon. The Pesach Sheni say is it's not considered a carbon tzibur. And the Nafkamina would be, we're learning from the beginning of our Masechta that the Pesach that was brought Shaloi Lishma is possible. Is that only for the Pesach Rishon or even for the Pesach Sheni? The Machlokes Achroinim, Aruch Haner and Avdi Nezer say that even Pesach Sheni Shaloi Lishma is a possible. Other Achroinim say for Ari Yosher say it's only Pesach Rishon, not the Pesach Sheni. And another point here we see is that a Rebbe is allowed to say sometimes things that may not be 100% accurate, but chalit boyas ha-talmidim.